Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. The price of petroleum products is swaying public opinion polls, and that has politicians paying close attention as the campaign season hits high gear. And Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports the parties have very different positions on how to win votes and influence energy prices.
Just north of the Capitol, there's a little patch of lawn used for outdoors press conferences. Capitol Hill regulars call it the Swamp. On a bright day in late June, the Swamp looked like a car lot of the future.
Look at that.
So this is a power electronics unit. Used to be a motor. No grease, no oil.
What is this? Half a dozen electric drive vehicles were on display. Nevada Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, had a look at one that can do 100 miles an hour.
Fasten your seatbelt on that one.
Reid says Democratic proposals would support electric cars and other clean energy alternatives with tax incentives, but Republicans are blocking them.
That's why we wanted to do something about global warming. That's why we wanted to do something about gas prices. That's why we want to do something with alternative energy. And sadly, we've been stopped every step of the way by the Republicans telling us that what they want to do is do more fossil fuel, put more carbon into the air. We cannot.
Democrats favor taxing windfall profits of oil companies unless those companies invest more in energy production and alternative energy research. And Democrats used high-profile hearings to focus on speculation in oil markets. North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan says market watchdogs have been taking a nap.
This is an orgy of speculation on the commodity futures markets. And we're trying, with a piece in this legislation on the floor of the Senate, to wring the speculation out of these futures markets and bring back down the price of oil and gas where it ought to be relative to supply and demand.
One week later, the Swamp was the scene of another energy press event. This time, dozens of Republican senators crowded around the podium to unveil their energy proposal. Tennessee's Lamar Alexander says Republicans also like electric cars and dislike oil market speculators. But their main point is a need for more U.S. oil.
Our bill can be summed up in four words: find more, use less.
Republicans want to drill offshore and develop oil shale, rock deposits in southwestern states that, with some costly processing, can yield a form of oil. Alexander says over time, the U.S. could boost its oil production by a third. But a moratorium prevents drilling along 85% of the U.S. coastline, and rules prohibit oil shale exploration.
When we say deep shore exploration, they say, no, we can't. When we say oil shale development, they say, no, we can't.
And as for the greenhouse gases that would come from burning that additional oil, well, that's not a high priority for New Mexico's Pete Domenici, the top Republican on the Senate Energy Committee.
The United States of America faces economic destruction because of our dependence on foreign oil long before we will ever feel the effects of greenhouse gases. There's no way to avoid it. We must use crude oil, and that crude oil use must be more ours than foreigners, or we will die an economic death.
Democrats counter that oil companies are not drilling on some 58 million acres of land and water where they already have access. They propose a use-it-or-lose-it rule that would revoke idle leases. Republicans say Democrats don't understand how the market works, and Senator Alexander took a shot at Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama.
But unfortunately, most Democrats still insist on trying to repeal the law of supply and demand. It's a new economic theory. We might call it Obamanomics.
Democratic leader Reid accused Republican candidate John McCain of flip-flopping on offshore drilling.
You know, in one of his other political lives, he said he was opposed to more offshore drilling.
And so it went, with partisan sniping reaching a crescendo just before Congress's July 4th break. Back home, lawmakers will surely get an earful about energy prices. New polling data show there's been a big change in what many voters want. For 7 years, the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press has asked about priorities in energy policy. Do people want more exploration and development or more conservation and regulation? Pew Center Associate Director Carol Daugherty says the majority had favored conservation. New numbers released July 1st, after gas prices jumped to $4 a gallon, show that's no longer true.
Many more people now prioritize greater energy exploration, mining, drilling, construction of new power plants over conservation and regulation. It's a 12-point gain just since February, and that's a pretty significant shift.
Doherty's numbers show much of that change came from unexpected places, groups usually inclined to favor conservation.
What you're seeing is kind of a shakeup, I think, of some long-held public opinion on this. Liberals, women, young people, these are groups that, by and large, prioritized conservation over expanded exploration in the past, and now they're moving towards big shifts there in favor of increased energy exploration.
That would seem to favor the Republican approach. But Doherty says the increased support for more drilling has not come at the expense of strong support for other measures like higher mileage cars, alternative fuels, and mass transit.
So the public is basically saying, all of the above at this point to a lot of different approaches to the energy problem.
That hints at growing public support for a mix of the Republican emphasis on energy supply and the Democrats' desire to reduce demand. But with election season upon us, the high ground of a bipartisan agreement is hard to reach in Washington. It's much easier to schedule more press conferences and blame the other guys down in the swamp. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.